Welcome to Underground Philly, a place where we talk about all the sports you want to hear. MLS, NHL, high school sports, and more. Tune in to Underground Philly for the coverage you won't get anywhere else.
Hello and welcome to this, the lucky 13th edition of Underground Philly. I don't know if you guys have been keeping up, but we have been posting a lot of stories lately on our blog. You can find our blog at ugroundphilly.blogspot.com. That's ugroundphilly.blogspot.com. And you can keep up with us on Twitter. We've been trying to post on Twitter more as well. And we are at ugroundphilly on Twitter. That's at ugroundphilly. And we're also on Facebook, so feel free to search for Underground Philly and like us there. We'd love to see you liking us on Facebook. And we have a big show for you today, and despite the fact that the MLS is not currently in season, it's the off season. We have a lot of stories from the Philadelphia Union and a couple stories from around the league in the MLS. It's going to be a very big soccer show. We'll also touch a little bit on the Philadelphia Flyers and how they've been playing lately, and my possible switch on my opinions about our goalies. But thanks for tuning in, and we're going to start things off with a little bit of Philadelphia Union talk. And I guess before we get to some of the rumors that have been circulating in the Philadelphia area about certain players, right now we should deal with facts. And the first fact we know is that as he coined himself, Serb of Ben is retiring. Željko Paunović is retiring, and he has announced that he is ending his 18-year professional career. And that is a storied career. He's played in 5 countries, 400 games, and he scored 86 goals. Very impressive career. And I think he really played well for the Union. He may not have scored a lot for us. I mean, he had 3 goals and he had 3 assists, which, I mean, with an offense that has been as anemic at times as the Union's has, I mean, obviously those goals were helpful. But more than that, I mean, like Mondragon, we have a team that's very young, and Mondragon and Latu and Paunović, I mean, they really just lent a veteran presence to the team, I think, that really, really steadied it. And I think coming down the stretch, having those three was really very important for the Union, because obviously Latu was scoring, Mondragon played very well, also Zach McMath played well in goal, but I mean, the leadership of Mondragon is what's important. And Paunović was a rock when he played. I mean, he never really made bad plays, which is important. And I mean, obviously he wasn't a full game player, but I mean, he really played very, very well, I thought. And I'd just like to read a letter that he wrote, if I may. It was an open letter, and I'll just read you the part that he addressed to the fans. "I want to thank the great Union family for welcoming me from the very first day I came here. I've been so many places around the world, and I have never felt as happy as I have been here. It is with great sadness that I announce my retirement from soccer due to family reasons, but I will never forget the Union fans and the atmosphere at PPL Park every game. I have proudly worn the Union jersey wherever we have played throughout the country, and I will always feel like a Union soldier wherever I am in the world." And really, you just have to say thank you, because he played his heart out, he played well, he liked the city, and that's really all you can ask from a player. But now it's time to talk rumors, and it's time to talk bad news. And I think everybody has heard, but it's time we talked about it, that Bolton is entertaining thoughts about trying to take Sebastian Latu from the Philadelphia Union. And in an article on The Brotherly Game, Sebastian Latu will have 1 week to impress Bolton Wanderers coaching staff, according to manager Owen Coyle. The Scot confirmed reports out of the United States that Latu was on his way to Bolton on a trial ahead of a possible transfer. "We had received good reports about Sebastian, so we thought we would give him an opportunity to come into the group," said Coyle. Sky Sports reports that Coyle denied there being a deal in place to acquire the 28-year-old. However, the manager did say that he was open to seeing what the Frenchman could do while at Reebok Stadium. He'll train with us for a week, and we will see where we are after that, said Coyle. And this is really big news because Sebastian Letoux, let's face it, has been the best player that the Philadelphia Union have. There's no denying that, nothing around it. Flat out, he is the best player that the Philadelphia Union have. He's their offense centers around Letoux. He plays every minute of every game. He never gets carded. He's always there. He's always trying. I mean, you look at the effort he puts in the 91st minute compared to the effort he puts in the first minute, and it is exactly the same. He's played 90 games in the MLS. 28 of those, however, were with Seattle. But he has scored 25 goals for the Union, and he has notched 20 assists. And that's big, especially on an offense that is as slow to start as the Philadelphia Union's. And the bigger deal is, I mean, I know we've picked up some players in the offseason, but let's face it, last season we lived and died on the foot of Letoux, especially in the second half of the season. I mean, he had a great second half to last season. He scored 14 goals, but most of those, besides a few that he nailed from the penalty spot, were in the second half of the season on the stretch run to the playoffs. And that's what we need. We need somebody who's going to be able to be there and who's going to be able to perform in the stretch run on the way to the playoffs. And quite frankly, nobody else really seemed to step up. I mean, you've got a lot of young names. Jack McInerney, Roger Torres, Freddie Adu, Danny Mwanga. I mean, you got a lot of guys. Josu Martinez, who they picked up. Chandler Hoffman, who they drafted. I mean, you've got a lot of guys who are young and who are supposed to be goal-scoring threats. Will they be? It's tough to tell, and that's one reason why I would really like to keep Sebastian Letoux, because the last thing you want to do is get rid of a player who's as good as Letoux and who is as a proven a commodity as Letoux. He scores, and that's all there is to it. He scores, and he scores a lot. And the Union need that, and the MLS really needs it too. Now, I would hold no ill will against Letoux if he went to Bolton. Good for him. Everybody wants to play in the Premier League, and I wish him the best if he goes, but I would really, really miss him if he ended up going over there to play for an EPL side. And, I mean, he wouldn't stay there forever, and you have to hope that maybe, even if we don't have him for a couple years, maybe he would come back and end his career here. I mean, you never know. But hopefully Bolton will, you know, try him out, and they just won't be able to work out a deal, because I really think that the right now the Philadelphia Union attack hinges on Sebastian Letoux.
Wake up, Philadelphia, and let me hear you sing the orange and the black, the orange and the black. Across the blue line, we attack. We are.
Now it's time to talk a little Flyers, and I know I have occasionally been maybe a little bit critical of Ilya Brizgalov. But after his last game against the Minnesota Wild, where I thought Brizgalov played very, very well, he did exactly what he had to do, which is exactly what I wanted out of him. I really hoped that the next game that the Flyers played, that Peter Laviolette would keep Brizgalov between the pipes and maybe hope to build on his recent play. Unfortunately, he did not. He started Sergei Bobrovsky, and the Flyers fell to the Islanders 4-1. It was the end of a lot of things. It was the end of a 13-game losing streak the Islanders had against Philadelphia. It was also the first time that the New York Islanders have won in Philadelphia since 2007. And they had stellar play from their goalie, saving 40 of 41 shots. That was Evgeny Nabokov. And they won 4-1. And the Islanders also had a point streak extended as their young star Tavares notched 2 assists. It's the Islanders' 3rd victory in their last 4 games, and the last time they won in Philadelphia was April 7th, 2007, which is a very, very long time ago. Philly, you know, they shot the puck 41 times to the Islanders' 27 shots on goal. You know, we had the shots, they just didn't go in. We had a couple power plays, couldn't really generate anything. We out-hit the Islanders, didn't really help us. We had more power plays, didn't really help us. The Islanders had fewer power plays, but they scored a power play goal, and they scored a shorthanded goal. That's tough. And I really, you know, I really hope that, A, this doesn't, you know, hurt the Flyers offensively. I mean, you know, the game before they had gone out and scored 5 goals. So you hope that they can come back in that form. But also, I really would just like to see Ilya Bryzgalov put back in net and let him stay there. Now that he played this good game, I really wish that we'd have tried to build on it. Now, who knows, maybe the result would have been the same. You can't predict that kind of thing. But at least give him a shot. You know, he needs the shot to prove that he can be the goalie that we're paying him to be. And I thought the first step to that was Tuesday night's game against the Wild, and I really think that it was a wrong decision by Laviolette to put Bobrovsky in net. But that's just me. So, hopefully next game we'll see a much better offensive performance from the Flyers, and we'll see Ilya Bryzgalov between the pipes, and we'll be able to see the results of that, which hopefully will be a victory and possibly a shutout. But that's all we have for you today. Thanks for listening, and we look forward for you to tune in next time.
You've been listening to Underground Philly.